All right, counselors, we will begin our agenda session. Counselor Anderson, we will begin with you.
Thank you, President Himes. Good evening, counselors. Resolution 606, providing for the issuance, sale, and delivery of general obligation capital improvement bonds, Series 2019A, in the approximate amount of $1.2 million, establishing the terms and form thereof, creating a debt service fund therefore, and providing for awarding the sale thereof. Thanks for that language, Jen. Resolution 607, providing for the issuance, sale, and delivery of general obligation capital equipment notes, Series 2019B, in the approximate amount of $3,170,000, establishing the terms and form thereof, creating a debt service fund therefore, and providing for awarding the sale thereof. And finally, Resolution 608, providing the issuance, sale, and delivery of general obligation capital improvement refunding bonds, Series 2019C, establishing the terms and form thereof, creating a debt service fund therefore, and providing for awarding the sale there. If I may, President Hobbs. Just, counselors, I just had the opportunity to meet with Budget Director Carlson prior to the meeting. So the Resolution 606 has to do with our bonds for our facilities, for our buildings. 607 has to do with our capital equipment, like Councilor Forsman's brand new computer. And thank you, Councilor Forsman. And finally, 608. Ms. Carlson, would you like to tell the council about 608? They might like to hear that from you. So there's some good news with refinancing the debt from the public safety building.
Yeah, thank you, Councilor Anderson. Councilors, we are going to be refunding some bonds that we issued in 2009 for the public safety building. And like many people took advantage of the low interest rates and refinanced mortgages, we're doing that on the public safety building, which will result in a savings of approximately $1.4 million over the term, the rest of the term. So we're not extending the term. It'll be the same term. Rather, we are taking advantage of the lower payments and the lower interest rates.
So much.
Thank you, Councillor Anderson. Seeing no other councillors in the queue, we will move on to Councillor Filipovich. Could you please read in for Councillor Fosley?
Thank you, President Hobbs. On behalf of Councillor Fosley, Resolution 602, authorizing a three-year agreement with Environmental Systems Research Institute Incorporated for GIS licensing for an amount not to exceed $156,000. Resolution 613, issuing an off-sale 3.2% malt liquor license to Quick Trip, Inc., Quick Trip number 941110S, or South Boundary Avenue. Resolution 615, approving the temporary expansion of the on-sale brewer taproom license of Duluth Cider LLC, Duluth Cider, at 2307 West Superior Street, and Resolution 616, resolution approving issuance of an on-sale intoxicating liquor license and Sunday license to Krabby Old Bills, Inc., DBA Lake Walk Gallery, 504 Canal Park Drive.
Thank you, Councillor Filipovich. Seeing no councillors in the queue, we will move on to Councillor Russ.
Resolution 58 is a resolution granting an interim use permit for a vacation dwelling unit at 1210 South Lake Avenue. Resolution 582 is a resolution granting an interim use permit for a vacation dwelling unit at 1535 South Lake Avenue. And Resolution 583 is a resolution granting an interim use permit for a vacation dwelling unit at 1302 Minnesota Avenue.
Thank you, Councillor Russ. Councillor Cypress.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Question for Mr. Fulton. I am just curious, these three interim use permits, are these renewals of ones that were previously approved, or are these new ones?
President Hobbs, Councillor Cypress, these are all renewals.
Great, thank you.
Councillor Filipovich.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Mr. Fulton, just to follow up Are these, I can't quite tell, are these in Form districts or are these on Park Point?
President Hobbs, Councilor Filipovic, these are all on Park Point.
Thank you.
Councilor Filipovic, seeing no other councilors in the queue, we'll move on to Councilor Filipovic, if you could read in those items, please.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Resolution 605, accepting permanent easement for utility purposes from Moline Machinery, LLC, authority over, under, and across property located in the Irving neighborhood at no cost to the city. Resolution 609, authorizing an agreement with MSA Professional Services Incorporated for professional engineering services for the East 2nd Street reconstruction project from 6th Avenue East to 12th Avenue East in the amount of $610,409.68. Resolution 610, authorizing an amendment to an agreement with Tool Design Group, LLC for the design of the temporary relocation of the Cross City Trail to increase the amount by $43,294 for a new total not to exceed $68,720. Resolution 611, resolution of intent for construction of pavement and sidewalk improvements to Technology Drive to serve 3301 Technology Drive, 3401 Technology Drive, and 4314 Rice Lake Road. And Resolution 618, amending a contract with MSA Professional Services Incorporated to provide professional engineering to include environmental design for the Lift Station 15 relocation project to increase the amount by $36,488 for a new total of $166,807.
Thank you, Councillor Filipovic. Councillor Cyprus.
Thank you, President Hobbs. And on 610, first of all, I just want to thank administration for moving forward with the detour through the Lincoln Park Business District for the Cross City Trail. And a question for Mr. Schuckman. In our earlier conversation about a week or so ago, you had indicated that it's the intent of administration, regardless of whether this detour is purely temporary or develops into a permanent bicycle facility, it's the intent of administration to proceed with restoring the current original route of the Cross City Trail around Lincoln Park when the Can of Worms project is done. I just want to follow up and confirm that that's the plan that administration is going to be.
President Hobbs, Councilor Cyprus, that is correct.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Forsman.
Thank you, President Hobbs. Just a quick question on 618. I think the body of this addresses it, but the increase from 36,000 to 166,000, that is fully funded through MnDOT, is that correct?
President Hobbs, Councilor Forsman, that is correct. It is a change in the contract to deal with some issues that arose, but it is reimbursable by MnDOT.
Thank you.
Councilor Forsman, seeing no other councilors in the queue, we move on to Councilor Westerland. And so, Councilor Van Nepp, could you please read in for Councilor Westerland?
Thank you, President Hobbs. Resolution 603, resolution accepting permanent easement for public recreational walkway and trail purposes in connection with the Cross City Trail from Moline Machinery, LLC, authority over, under, and across property located in the Irving neighborhood at no cost to the city. Resolution 604, resolution accepting permanent easement for public recreation walkway and trail purposes in connection with Grassy Point Trail from Moline Machinery, LLC, authority over, under, across property located in Irving neighborhood at no cost to the city. Resolution 617, resolution authorizing application to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources for Conservation Partners Legacy Grant up to $400,000 for the purpose of Skyline Parkway land acquisition.
Thank you, Councilor Van Nepp. Seeing no councilors in the queue, we'll move on to ordinances to be read for the first time. Councilor Russ, could you please read in those two ordinances?
Ordinance 38 is an ordinance amending the official zoning map of the City of Duluth to reclassify properties south of the intersection of West Gary Street and Bex Road from rural residential to mixed-use business park. And ordinance 39 is an ordinance amending the official zoning map of the City of Duluth to reclassify properties near the intersection of Commonwealth Avenue and Bex Road from rural residential and residential traditional to mixed-use business park.
Councilor Russ, seeing no councilors in the queue, We'll move on to ordinances to be read for a second time. And Councillor Russ, that is, there's one under your name.
Ordinance 40 is an ordinance granting a concurrent use permit for a groundwater monitoring well in the platted street right-of-way of Grand Avenue.
Councillor Russ, seeing no councillors in the queue, we'll move on to Ordinance 41. Ordinance amending Section 1 of Ordinance 10298 to extend the repeal date to December 31st, 2024 for Article 4.12 of Chapter 45 of the City Code entitled Street Lighting System Utility. I will be Clerk Chelsea, Clerk Helmer. All right. Do you have a question?
I just want to confirm the consent agenda, so I'll let you finish.
Oh, yeah. So I will be withdrawing this. It's clear in conversations, both with administration and a few of my colleagues in the general public, that this would not have the support. And so I think we had had some conversations, so I will be withdrawing Ordinance 41 from consideration.
And President Hobbs, I just want to confirm that there are no items taken off the consent agenda.
I have none that have been brought to my attention.
Thank you.
Cypress.
Thank you, President Hobbs. And just want to thank you for our ongoing discussions about the streetlight fee. I've appreciated the chance to talk it through and share perspectives. And I can share with councillors that Councillor Filipovich and I have been working on this issue, have been having conversations with administration, and we'll be intending to either on our own or perhaps, depending on conversation with administration, perhaps in partnership with administration, bring forward a specific proposal for the funding of streetlights in next year's budget.
All right. Thank you. Councillor Anderson.
General announcement?
Sure.
So just, Council, as a reminder that on Monday we start our annual budget presentations. We'll have, I think we'll hear from the clerk's office to order dinner. But then we have our first meeting with the mayor's office administration at 5:15 about the general fund max levy, 6 o'clock the DTA, and 6:20 Housing Redevelopment Authority. Thank you.
Can't wait. That sounds exciting. Seeing no other councillors in the queue, we are adjourned.